Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 16. And Sarai, Avram's wife, had borne him no child, and she had a Mizrite female servant whose name was Hagar. And Sarai said to Avram,
"See, Yahweh has kept me from bearing children. Please, go in to my female servant. It might be that I am built up by her."
And Avram listened to the voice of Sarai. And Sarai, Avram's wife, took Hagar, her female servant, the Mizrite, and gave her to her husband Avram to be his wife, after Avram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan. And he went in to Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarai said to Avram,
"My wrong be upon you. I gave my female servant into your bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. Let Yahweh judge between you and me."
And Avram said to Sarai,
"See, your female servant is in your hand. Do to her what is good in your eyes."
And Sarai treated her harshly, and she fled from her presence. And the messenger of Yahweh found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, by the spring on the way to Shur. And he said,
"Hagar, Sarai's female servant, where have you come from, and where are you going?"
And she said,
"I am fleeing from the presence of Sarai, my mistress."
And the messenger of Yahweh said to her,
"Return to your mistress, and humble yourself under her hand."
And the messenger of Yahweh said to her,
"I am going to increase your seed greatly, too numerous to be counted."
And the messenger of Yahweh said to her,
"See, you are conceiving and bearing a son, and shall call his name Yishmael, because Yahweh has heard your affliction. And he is to be a wild man, his hand against everyone, and everyone's hand against him, and dwell over against all his brothers."
And she called the name of Yahweh, who spoke to her,
"You are the El who sees."
For she said,
"Even here have I seen after him who sees me."
That is why the well was called Be'er Lachai Roi. See, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bore Avram a son. And Avram called the name of his son, whom Hagar bore, Yishmael. And Avram was 86 years old when Hagar bore Yishmael to Avram.